Hey, you're up early.
It's Monday.
Monday.
Back to work. Back to work. Everybody. Work, 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 work.
Be extremely careful what you say.
She's in a mood.
I haven't had my coffee yet.
Caffeine's a mood boost.
Good mood, bad mood.
I got the morning, everybody.
Why are you in such an obnoxiously good mood?
Coffee.
A great mood.
Cup of joe.
What's up, dude?
Hold your ears, folks.
Here I go!
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And how's everyone on a Monday morning?
Oh, so happy to be here.
Hey,
why
that?
Would I ever want to look at the ocean when I can look at you guys?
I know. Back from vacation.
I haven't seen you since Christmas.
I know. It was a
did
great...
Did you have a fantastic vacation?
I did. It was, you know, it's spectacular. Martha's Vineyard. I never went to Martha's Vineyard until like 3 years ago. And now...
You want to
I
go
can't
back
get
all
enough.
The time.
Oh, yeah. I love how at the end of vacation, Dave and I always take like a real estate thing. That was fun.
Yeah. You know, most of the properties out there are pretty cheap, aren't
oh,
they?
Oh, yeah. There's little
they're
shacks.
Giving them away.
Yeah.
LBF looks so rested. Like, you don't even have wrinkles.
I mean, that's because I burned them off. I didn't really utilize sunscreen very well. I forgot when you're in a convertible on an island and it's sunny out that actually that's like laying out in the sun.
Yes,
so.
It is. Yeah. So PJ, the internal intern, is here with us this morning. And
yeah.
She's going to be here all week because Brian Lungboy Bell is on vacation this week. A well-deserved vacation.
Yeah.
He worked really, really hard and he had a tough ride in the Pan Mass Challenge on Saturday. That rain was unbelievable.
Congratulations, all the riders. Pan Mass Challenge, $52 million in the 39th year. Spectacular.
Okay, and by the way, if you've made pledges to the PMC, be sure and start get your money in because, you know, they've collected $38 million of the $52 so far. And so we got, like, not that much time to get the rest of the money.
And
go shake them down.
They can still fundraise. You can still donate.
Yes, you can still donate. Yeah,
and you can
yes.
still get the... Ben, for me, an A to Z on our website, and that will go towards the Pan Mass Challenge as well, WROR.com.
We appreciate it.
What
okay?
a weekend for the riders. So tough on Saturday, the rain everywhere. Actually, there was a tornado watch, I think, when they started.
Oh,
how about
kidding?
That tornado on Webster?
Oh, my God.
Shout out to my sister, Julie Beckham, who did 80 miles yesterday for Blue Hills Bank.
Wow.
Very good, very
and their
good.
Pedal partner, Dylan and Dawn, is the mom.
And Lauren Owens did not disappoint for the fourth consecutive year. He did the Pan Mass Challenge in his boat shoes.
That's unbelievable right.
That's right.
to me.
You know, it's really
unbelievable.
Funny.
Unbelievable.
Like, two different people riding along, and they look over and say, seriously, you're riding in boat shoes? I said, yeah, you never know when you're going to run into a boat.
Right.
You know, so anyway, things we have coming up on the program today. First of all, it is going to be hot today. 95 in the city, and according to my weather machine, my portable weather machine, it could be like 99 inland today.
Not as hot as the Red Sox, however.
Unbelievable once again. Yes, the mighty Boston Red Sox swept the New York Yankees 4 games and with drama last night.
Scored 3 in the 9th, walked it off in the 10th. We'll tell you about it. 5-4 the final.
All this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, we're excited. You're excited. Everybody's excited because it is time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Malcolm Butters is from Milford. Malcolm Butters is from Milford, Massachusetts. And he is a manager in the food industry game. So we
of course he is. With a name like that?
I've got to be. Malcolm. Everything goes better with Butters. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Malcolm, how you doing this morning?
All right. How are you guys?
We're doing great, thank you. You feeling confident this morning?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Hank is standing by right now. Hank is going to ask you 10 questions. You'll have 60 seconds to answer those 10 questions. We hear the ticker in the background. If you get all the way through and we get all 10 right, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. It's that simple. Now, you can say pass at any time, and you have time left over at the end. You can come back, pick them up, and once again, you make it all the way through. Bingo, $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. So if you're ready, Hank said he's ready.
You know what? I'm feeling good because I love butter.
Okay. Yeah, I think everybody's ready. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Malcolm, what is 14 plus 34?
47.
Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Yeah.
In which country is the Great Barrier Reef?
Australia.
In the U.S., what holiday is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November?
Thanksgiving.
How many days in the month of May?
31.
Meryl Streep played Miranda Priestly in what film?
Pass.
Name the world's largest ocean, and you can see it from the Sunset District.
Pacific.
What language do people in Argentina speak?
Portuguese.
How many points are scored for a touchdown in American football?
7.
Who wrote The Hunger Games?
Pass.
Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Time has expired on you, Malcolm.
Did okay.
But by my count, you had two wrong, two passes, and 6 correct.
Okay. You know, really? You got 4 right, Mike. One, two, three, four.
Oh, you're right. Four. Correct. Yep, you're right.
You know, math is tough.
Math was, yeah. It was
14 plus 30. 14 plus 34 is 48. The Sea of Tranquility is actually on the moon.
The moon.
Tranquility Base.
Tranquility Base.
Meryl Streep starred as Miranda Priestly in The Devil Wears Prada. They speak Spanish in Argentina. And actually, a touchdown in American football is worth 6 points, not 7. The 7 is with the extra point afterward. Yeah. And Suzanne Collins, she wrote The Hunger Games.
Okay, we got a prize for you, though. It's a consolation prize, and it's a very good consolation prize. A pair of tickets to see An Evening with the Beach Boys. August 8th, South Shore Music Circus. It's really cool. It's awesome. You'll have a terrific time.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much for being a member of the nation. Thank you very much for playing the game. Have yourself a great day and a great weekend, okay?
All right, thanks.
You bet. Everybody else, you can win, too. You can play the game. All you have to do is log on and register. Enter to be a contestant now at WRR.com. You could win $1,000 at Century Bank. And by the way, if you'd like to check out those Beach Boy tickets, musiccircus.org, check that out.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, let's get to your early men for me and everybody. Here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus runs in the limb at $3 Dewey's and can't help but notice the big black eye he's got. And we hear...
Oh, my God, Lem, what happened to your eye?
Oh, and I had that date with Frida Copperfield last night. I made the big mistake of following your advice.
Well, now, wait a minute. All I said was to kiss her when she least expects it.
Oh, when she least expects it. I thought you said Weya.
Oh, my God.
Once again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio program, LBF's vacation stories. I got to find out, did you see any sharks?
I was looking. Trust me.
Okay. We'll find out. So LBF heads off on vacation, goes down to the vineyard, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, it's like the week after Shark Week, so... Yeah. What has to be on her mind?
Well,
was it sharks?
It's where Jaws was filmed. And Jaws was like the movie that scared me the most. I've not been in water past my knees since.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, I get nervous. And then I read about the guy, that Roger Freeman, who was paddleboarding in Nassau Beach in Orleans.
Yeah, because we had that story on last week. Yeah.
That was insane. Like, he's like, yeah, I was just trying not to think about sharks. That's where they all live. That's like where they all live. It's like not wanting to think about old people, but going to a nursing home. That's
right.
Where they live.
Yep. So. Good point.
Except they're more dangerous than the old people.
Maybe. But anyway, so whenever I went to Jaws Bridge and saw the kids jumping off Jaws Bridge, and I looked when I was at every beach I went to, I looked for seals and pools of blood.
Yep.
I felt like that was good.
But I did
not see anything that made me nervous. But I realized that John Oliver, he from Last Week Tonight, he found somebody in the world who's more freaked out about sharks than I am. And his name is Brian Kilmeade, and he's on Fox and Friends. And I'd have to say this guy's got problems.
A great white shark could be coming to your beach. Where that shark's heading, and does he have your name on his mind?
Surfers are getting eaten by sharks.
Yeah.
Who else attacking kayakers?
Wait, who's getting eaten
They almost
by
got
sharks.
Eaten by sharks.
Why are you not intimidated by sharks?
Why are all the big creatures coming so close to shore?
Don't you feel like we're getting, there's way too many sharks?
Why are the sharks so angry?
I was down in Palm Beach last week. I saw them.
Were you attacked?
I was always told that sharks don't like the taste of humans.
If you're ever attacked by a shark, punch him in the nose.
You're supposed to punch him in the nose.
A spinner shark jumped out about 20 feet from me, just kind of at me.
Is there, there's a such thing as a spinner shark?
Yeah. Jumps out of the water and kind of does a spin.
We should stay out of the water as human beings until the ocean starts calming down.
One word. Pool. Go in a pool and stay away from the beach.
Thank you.
Happy summer.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So the volcano that's been erupting for the past 3 months in Hawaii is kind of taking the back burner lately to the wildfires in California.
Yeah, so to speak.
To the wildfires in California. So I read a thing yesterday because this has never happened before. And scientists don't know what to expect. Because they said that the volcano that continues to erupt in Hawaii, it could last 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years.
Really?
Wow. They have no way of knowing how long
the
it's going to
last. Kilauea volcano, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so they don't know, you know, and it's eaten up a lot of homes and roads and just property and all that stuff. And, it, you know, just it completely singes things, incinerates things the minute it touches anything. And something that they've never seen. Yeah, I'm sure it's happened many times in the history of the Earth, but we have never seen it. They're expecting a hurricane. That the possibility of a hurricane coming in next week.
Oh, my God.
Really? And a hurricane will collide with the volcano, and they don't know what the effect is going to be. So this could be very interesting, but
it's a volcano or a hurricaneo or a
hurricaneo or a vol.
It's chaos is what it is.
But it's got to make a new movie.
Yeah.
And it's going to suck demons up out of the volcanic ash.
Jim Cantore at the Weather Channel. Yeah. This must be his Super Bowl.
He's going to be out of his mind.
Wow.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, but if you think that's good, something really big was erupting at Fenway Park last night.
Oh, my God. See, this is why baseball is still America's favorite pastime. On a hot and sweaty August night at Fenway, the Sox and Yankees locked in a pennant race. The baseball gods ruled in favor of the Red Sox. They won 5-4 in 10 innings. If you happened to go to bed when they were trailing 3-1.
As I did.
Sox rallied for three in the bottom of the ninth off Yankees all-star closer Aroldis Chapman on a two-run J.D. Martinez single. And then an error by the Yankees third baseman Miguel Andujar that would have ended the game. It allowed Xander Bogaerts on the base. After Matt Barnes pitched a scoreless 10th, Sandy Leon singled, went to second on a wild pitch, and they pinch ran for him. They put Tony Renza making his debut. Started the season up in Portland, Maine with the Sea Dogs. Now he's in the big time. Andrew Benintendi then stepped to the plate.
Bounced up the middle. And through! And that's how the Red Sox have walked it off tonight! Wow! Andrew Benintendi has cemented his status as one of the biggest villains in the Bronx that this rivalry has seen in a long time.
That's Matt Vierzgirjian on Sunday Night Baseball on Fox with the call. Benintendi, three hits. Mookie Betts, two hits, including a homer and an RBI. And David Price, he may have shaken off the...
Could be. The Yankee curse?
Yeah. Exactly. He pitched six strong innings, pitched into the seventh inning, gave up just two runs. Sox lead by 9.5 games after the four-game sweep. Sox are off today. They're in Baltimore tomorrow night. They begin a nine-game road trip. I can't wait to hear what Bill Lee has to say at 8:40 this morning.
We are within 1,000th of 1 percentage point of playing 700 baseball now.
Unbelievable. If you haven't been watching, make sure you start. This could be historical. Uh-oh. Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick surprised former Patriot Randy Moss showing up at the Pro Football Hall of Fame for Moss's induction on Saturday. Pats kick off the preseason, by the way, this Thursday night in Foxborough, hosting the Redskins, kickoff at 7:30. And Justin Thomas won the WGC Bridgestone Invitational at Firestone in Akron, Ohio. Tiger Woods tied for 31st.
Coming up next, we got a bell buster for you this morning. Now, all Amy really wanted for her birthday was an Audible subscription. But she got a little more than that, and you'll find out next on the bell buster.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
You know, all Anna wants for her birthday is a nice Audible subscription.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Listen to some books in the car and, that'd be great. But her husband, Ryan, wanted to mess with her, so we called her with a Brian Bellbuster with an alternative book service.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Anna.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Guy Montag from Inaudible Reading Subscription Service. Congratulations on your Inaudible Reading Subscription.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I wanted Audible for my birthday. Is that what this is?
This is Inaudible. We're a very similar book-to-audio reading service. I think we provide a very good service at a much discounted rate.
Oh, okay. So you're not actually Audible, though.
Very similar service. You have a very busy schedule, I'm sure, and you need someone who can read the book for you so you can enjoy it just listening to an excellent piece of literature.
Right. Okay, so how does your service work?
Well, we have really any book that you can imagine. If you'd like a sample, we have some samples here for some of the books we have.
Okay, I guess.
Here, let's see. We have some classics. For instance, A Tale of Two Cities.
Okay.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. That's a tough word. It was the Epcot. It was the Epcot of incredulity. So that's from A Tale of Two Cities. That's a tough one.
So is this how your books sound?
Yes, they are all read to you personally.
Okay,
he sits up again and trails a spoonful of ice cream down the center of my body, across my stomach, and into my navel, where he deposits a large dollop of ice cream.
And what book is that from?
That's from 50 Shades of Grey. We have some current books. We have some classics.
Okay.
Now, when do you normally do your reading?
I usually do it on the way to work.
Okay. What time do you leave for work?
Why does that matter?
Well, we'll have to have someone there at your house to meet you to read the book for you. They'll just sit in the back seat and read it right for you. You see, what we have here is a reader request service. So when you are ready to read, you open up our app, you'll see a little book icon on the map, and those are readers that are near you that are available to read to you.
Wait, so you're telling me a stranger is going to get in my car and read me a book?
Yes, they can read any book you like. We can bring our own books. You could also have books that, if you'd like them read to you.
Who are these people that you have reading these books?
These are our certified readers on request.
Okay, but how do I know they're not like criminals? Just
we have a series of background checks.
But what do I do with them once I get to work? They're just supposed to wait for me?
Yeah, no, they'll just go on their merry way once you're done with them.
I don't want this. Like, this is not something I asked for.
What book would you like?
I don't want any book to be read by a person I don't know. I want something that's pre-recorded either by the author or an actor or whatever Audible offers. Ooh. I don't want strangers.
Yeah, boy, getting the actual author or an actor, that's expensive. That's why we have just our certified readers who are available to read the book for you.
Okay, but what if I want to read a book before bed?
Well,
what am I supposed to do then?
You just go right to your app and select a reader, and we'll come right over. We'll even turn the lights out and lock the door on our way out.
You don't think that's crazy? That just a stranger's going to come into my bedroom and read me a book.
We also have a children's service if you'd like us to read to your kids.
No, I don't. I don't need strangers coming to my house to read to my children. That's weird, and I don't want... Like, how do I unsign up for the service? Because
well, you're signed up for the entire year, so you can enjoy Inaudible for the entire year. Congratulations.
This is not what I wanted for my birthday. Like, how do I...
Seems like you should take that up with your husband, Ryan.
Yeah, I think I should.
Well, Ryan called us here at WROR. Anna, this is Brian Bell, and this is a Brian Bell Buster.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. I said no, and you're like, oh, we have a children's service. We'll just send people over. I can't believe he did that.
So happy birthday. I think your husband, Ryan, did get you the actual service you wanted for your birthday. So,
that's good.
Check the card.
You definitely got me. I listen to you guys all the time. So
If you'd like, I can come over and read the card for you.
No, that's okay. Maybe I'll make him do it.
Yeah, well, you can get him back on his birthday. And thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Yeah, thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Hey everybody, it's time for vacation stories with LBF this morning. And so you had a great time. You went out to the vineyard for you.
Yes, I did. And usually, we stay at this little cottage and it's really cute. We go into Oak Bluffs and we have drinks and we walk around and we ride our bikes.
Yep.
This year, my back hurt, so we really couldn't ride bikes. So, so we decided to venture out.
Right.
And we decided to go to a place called Aquinnah. And it's up island, and it's beautiful, apparently.
Jackie O used to live, right?
Oh, is that where she lived? I know that Michael J. Fox loved it so much, he named his first daughter Aquinnah.
Oh, wow.
So so we go, and we drive out. It probably takes, like, a long way away. It takes about 30 minutes to get there.
That's one of the most beautiful beaches around, isn't it?
It is the most stunning beach I've ever seen. There are these clay cliffs. There's the lighthouse. You walk through all these, like, you know, this little pathway, and you get there.
And it was just you and Dave,
and
right?
It was just me and Dave. Lucy's at Camp Jabberwocky.
Kind of romantic weekend.
Well, it was his 50th birthday, all right? So we're like, let's go to this beach. It's going to be great. So we go, and Dave always brings, like, maps and information with him. And so we're walking there, and he's like, babe, there might be a new beach here. And I'm like, okay, that's really interesting. That's great. So
did he want you both to go take your clothes off?
No. He's like, where is this? Curious. So we're both 12 years old. We're like, well, there's going to be naked people on this beach. It's going to freak us out. So we get on the beach, and it actually says no nudity. So we're like, okay, that's fine. Cool. But because curiosity, we're like, you know, it's a long beach. I'm like, and there are like these little like inlets and outlets and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Oh, you've changed the music. I love it. And so we kind of park our stuff a little ways away from everybody just in case some naked people pop out of the brush. And so we're sitting there and it's beautiful and the ocean sounds so good and it's just gorgeous. But like the cat that ate the canary or whatever, not the cat that ate the canary, it's sort of like that curiosity killed the cat. Dave's like, well, maybe we should walk down and see if there's anything. Well, I'm like, all right, because we're 12, and let's go see. Yeah. I'm like, okay. But I'm like, you know what? Like, if we see some naked people, we are turning around and we're going home, okay?
Have you ever been naked on a beach?
No.
Did you take your phone with you?
No. We didn't. I was like, that's the other thing. I mean, first of all, it's like, what if you recognize somebody? My friend saw Alan Dershowitz on a nude beach years and years ago. I won't say what she said. But anyway.
I can see LBF walking down the beach with wearing nothing but that helmet.
Oh, my God. No, thank you. I would shower with clothes on if it was possible. So we're walking, and we're kind of walking, and I look back, and the tide's coming in. And I'm like, oh, Dave, we should move our stuff, because what if the tide, because it's a strong beach, and we should move our stuff. And then you go move it back a little bit, and then we'll go walk up to the next bluff and see if there are any naked people, and then we'll have something to talk about.
Oh, so you're committed. You're on a
I was
mission.
Like, whatever. Let's see. You know what? Well, I got time. We're adults. I'm like, there's no giggling. There's no staring. There's nothing. So the rules are in place. So Dave runs back to the thing, and I'm looking the other way, and all of a sudden he comes up behind me and he's like, babe, I was like, yeah, he's like, I just think I broke my toe.
What?
Yes, when he went back to go fix the stuff, he came back toward me and he was looking for the people and not down and he slammed his toe into a rock,
dang.
And there are big rocks, so the good news is we couldn't walk anymore. So I was like, well, we're out. But the bad news is that Dave broke the toe that stayed home. The one next to the one that went to the store and the one that went next to the one that got roasted.
So it's two down from the one that cried wee all the way home.
Yeah, he broke it. So that was kind of, so I don't know if it was like God telling us we don't need to see naked
people.
That's
what my mom would have told me. Okay. See, God's punishing you.
Because you wanted to look at naked
people.
I know. I'm sorry. Never again.
Thank you much.
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Okay, coming up next, by the way, speaking of nude beaches, Little Leafus Jr. finds a nude beach.
Really?
Men from Maine.
Did he break his toe?
Moments from now, right here, WROR. Let's get your Men from Maine episode on, everybody. So, good segue, huh? Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie have gone on vacation to a nude beach with Ephus Jr. Ephus has gone for a walk when Ephus Jr. says to Effie,
"Say, Ma, I saw ladies with boobs a lot bigger than yours." "Well, the bigger they are, the dumber they are."
Then Ephus Jr. goes off to play on the beach and comes back about 10 minutes later, and we hear,
"Hey, Ma, I saw men with ding-dongs a lot bigger than dads." "Well, the bigger they are, the dumber they are."
Once again, Ephus Jr. goes off to play along the beach and returns, and we hear,
"Say, Ma, I just saw Dad talking to the dumbest lady I ever saw, and the more he talked, the dumber he got."
Oh, my God.
And soon, for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, so regarding the escaped lizard in Wilmington. Now, first of all, this lizard's 3 feet long. Is this
three and a half feet long?
Okay, 3.5 feet long. Now, that's a big lizard. So the next question I have is, first of all, don't you think you'd keep that thing on a leash? And number two, we looked this up. They eat chicken eggs or chickens?
Chicken eggs and quail eggs.
Chicken eggs and quail.
And they bite.
And they bite. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So the next question is, would someone please, if you got a lizard for a pet, would you please give us a call and give us a clue? Why do you want a lizard for a pet?
Yeah, like,
I just don't get it. You know, maybe it's just me.
Furry. It might wag its tail, but that seems dangerous.
I mean, is it because it's got a huge tail to wag when you come home?
We had a friend that had a Komodo dragon.
Yes. Oh, those things will bite your toe off. That's Sharon Stone's ex-husband.
Okay, why do you want one of those?
I don't know.
And it's not like, you know, it's sitting up at the door waiting for you when you come home.
What's
and panting.
The appeal? I need to know if anybody has a lizard as a pet and loves it so much. Why?
Okay. Okay, everybody, hold the presses. We got a lizard lady on the line with us this morning. This is Maureen, who's giving us... Hey, Maureen, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you today?
Great, thank you. Now, you have a pet lizard. Is this correct?
Yes, I have. Like, probably a 5-foot iguana.
A 5-foot iguana? I have a 5-foot... No, I don't even have a 5-foot kid.
Put him on my shoulder, his tail touches the floor. That's a big guy.
How long have you had... Well, first of all, what's your iguana's name?
Kermit
the iguana, okay?
It eats a lot of bugs.
No bugs.
No bugs?
Collards and kale.
Collards and kale.
And that's really healthy, because if you give them, like, lettuce, the iguana would die. You have to have special lighting, like UVA and UVB bulbs.
I see. Hank's been doing a little research on these lizards, because what we're talking about, this is because we got this escaped lizard up in Wilmington, and Marine, compared to your lizard, it's a baby. It's only 3.5 feet long.
It's a black and white tegu lizard. They're an omnivorous species, which inhabits the tropical rainforests, savannas, and semi-deserts of East and Central South America.
Science report.
It gets warm up in Wilmington.
But I mean, really, seriously. So this
lizard escaped its enclosure.
So we can't, Maureen, what we're wondering, we can't understand the attraction of, having a lizard for a pet. Because, you got a cat, the cat's going to lay on your lap and you pet it, and it purrs, and a dog's going to be your best friend forever. And
even
all that
a
sort of
bunny
that.
Is kind of nice.
But so what's the deal with the lizard? What attracts you to the lizard?
It's just different, and also because if you work a lot, you don't have to, it's not about being lazy stuff, love a dog, but if you want to just kind of sit there all day, and then you come home, it definitely knows me, it looks up. You know, and it's just, like, exotic. It's different. I have to take them to a special vet. It's just, something different. Instead of, like, a dog or a cat. And with a dog, you have to wait for me to get home. And the iguana can kind of just sit there.
What happens if you have company?
Oh, I definitely have to put them away.
Why?
The neighbor comes over. She's like, where's that thing?
Yeah.
It's going to come charge.
How long do they live?
I mean, some of them can last, like, 10 years or more in captivity.
Okay.
But you have to really be very good with the food and the lighting, and everything has to be exact, otherwise it gets tested.
Maureen, how can I put this? What do you do when your lizard's got to go? Do you have, like, a lizard box?
Actually, it's pretty trained to go on the newspaper in the bathroom.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Do you let the lizard just hang out in your house, like just wander about freely?
I mean, when I'm not home, no, but when I'm home. Because it climbs up on, like, my jewelry, little tower down, and then all the stuff falls on the ground. Like, if you have, like, anything, because it wants to climb up on curtains and everything.
Has it ever attacked you?
Well, yeah, because if it becomes in its mating season, it can whip you with its tail and try to bite you.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That's just a little foreplay.
You know, Hank's the same way, man. So,
yep.
Okay.
Maureen, thanks for the sell.
Okay, we'll have a fabulous day. Okay, and
watch out for that mating season. You need a big towel to wrestle them down so you don't get bit.
Oh my God! You know what? I understand that more than you know.
Well, say hi to Kermit the lizard for us. Okay?
Watch out in Wilmington, because the owner there says, "Hey, if you see my lizard, don't go near it. It might bite you."
There you go. Okay, now coming up. Oh, by the way, we got Dirty Laundry coming up, and I guess it's probably going to be all about.
Yeah. Yes, a fact of life is death. Yep. And we have some sad news coming up.
Okay, Hank.
Poor Tootie. 93 Southbound.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Hey, everybody, here we go. It's time for your 7:45 Dirty Laundry Update.
Okay, well, we have some Brady Bunch news, but we mostly have Facts of Life news. Did you love the Facts of Life? I did. Edna Garrett, played by Charlotte Ray, she was the best house mother going. Well, Charlotte Ray has died. She was 92. Good run.
Oh.
Facts of Life was actually a spinoff of Different Strokes because Edna Garrett was a character on Different Strokes.
Gotcha.
Fun fact about the Facts of Life theme song, by the way, it was written by Gloria Loring from Days of Our Lives and Alan Thicke.
Oh, they were married,
parents of Robin Thicke. We all know who he is. Okay, so Charlotte Ray was an interesting person. She was a Broadway actress and she was a television actress, but she really hit her sweet spot with Different Strokes and the Facts of Life. And apparently she died just as they were announcing a reboot. Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel are apparently going to produce a reboot of the Facts of Life.
Wow. Boy,
and
that's
Mrs. Garrett
a strange
wasn't involved
combination.
In it. Yeah, it is... You know, I don't know. George Clooney got a start on Facts of Life. You know, another interesting fact about the Facts of Life is that the show was about girls in a little like a boarding school, and Edna Garrett, played by Charlotte Ray, was the house mother, and they tackled issues like drugs and alcohol and weight gain and things like that. Well, they kept a scale on the set, to weigh the girls, and in Edna Garrett, Charlotte Ray said it had the opposite effect on the girls. In fact, they started to gain weight.
Wow.
And they were just
was that part of the script or they were actually?
No, they were like almost like protesting, like we're gonna get weighed. Well, we're not all gonna get a little chubby.
There was one of the characters was chubbier than the others.
Yes.
Which was
Natalie.
It was kind of neat because not everybody's
not everyone's different.
Yeah,
and so so it backfired on the producers, and I think they eventually got rid of that scale, which is good news. The thing is that Charlotte Ray had a history of pancreatic cancer in her family and was diagnosed 6 years ago early and beat it.
Wow.
And then she was diagnosed. I know, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
And then she had was diagnosed with bone cancer last year. And I kind of want to mention right now, thanks to everybody who did the PMC ride, because all the funds go to Dana-Farber, and shout out to Cam Miller, our pedal partner.
Oh, so good.
Yep.
Shout out to Blue Hills Bank pedal partner Dylan and mother Dawn, big fans of WROR. My sister Julie Beckham rode 80 miles yesterday. Brian Bell is 192.
Yeah, our pal David Winthrop did it, too.
Yep. Lauren Owens, 25 miles in boat shoes. So that's
Jamie
all
Martell.
Good. Yes, Jamie. Yep. So anyway, that's what's going on with Charlotte Ray, but I really liked her an awful lot. Okay, Lance Bass from the Backstreet Boys is totally upset because he's the Backstreet Boys. No, he's NSYNC. I'm sorry.
NSYNC.
What's wrong with me? I'm sorry. It's Monday. Lance Bass from NSYNC is heartbroken because he was told he won a bidding war for the Brady Bunch house, but then a Hollywood studio came in and outbid him and basically took it from under him. OMG.
Oh.
What are you going to do? And finally, Demi Lovato has released her first statement since her overdose almost 2 weeks ago. She thanked her fans, her family, her crew for their support. And she admitted she hasn't overcome her demons yet. Yet she said, quote, "I will keep fighting and we're all on your side, Demi. Good luck to you." And so that's what's going on in Dirty Laundry today.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Strap yourself in because it is time to ratchet up the excitement on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio program with Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. $1,000 from Century Bank is up for grabs this morning. Our player is Dennis McCarron. Dennis is from Burlington, Massachusetts, and he's a retired postal employee. Good morning,
nice.
Dennis. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Great, thank you. So, Dennis, are you, being a former postal employee, were you of the gruntled or disgruntled type?
I got out before the dis hit.
Okay.
Good for you.
Good for you, good for you, good
I
for you.
I wish I could say the same.
So, look, today's game.
Yeah.
Win a grand in 60 seconds. You have a chance to get $1,000 from Century Bank. And as always, LBF is going to be asking you 10 questions within a time period of 60 seconds. Now, you hear the ticker in the background. It'll let you know that you got to beat the clock. There's a buzzer at the end that will indicate the time has expired. At any time, you can say, pass. You move on to the next question. Don't waste time. Then, when you get to the end, if you have time left over, we'll come back and pick up anything you passed on. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
LBF, are you ready to administer the pain?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
What is the second to last letter of the English alphabet?
Why?
What kind of alcohol is Don Julio?
Tequila.
If it's 8 a.m. in Vancouver, what time is it in London?
That would be 10 hours, 6 p.m.
In what board game do you pick up a chance and community chess cards?
Monopoly.
Name the Netflix comedy in which Taylor Schilling plays the character Piper Chapman.
Orange is the New Black.
Helsinki is the capital of what country?
Finland.
When is Harry Potter's birthday?
Halloween.
What is a female fox called?
I pass.
What is the largest and lowest pitched instrument in the brass family?
Bassoon.
Okay. You know what? You were strong.
Yep.
You were strong.
Did a fine job there.
Yep.
Okay, what's the tally?
The tally is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 right, 1 pass, 3 wrong. We didn't get to the last question. But here, if it's 8 a.m. in Vancouver, it's 4 p.m. in London. Harry Potter's birthday is July 31st. The tuba is the largest and lowest pitch instrument in the brass family. And a female fox is called a vixen.
But
still.
Hey, Dennis, you did fine. For you, we have a consolation prize. This is you're going to like this. A 4-pack of passes to Boston Harbor Cruises.
Oh, that's awesome.
Godzilla. Have you seen the Godzilla?
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
It's awesome.
It really... Hey, LBF, you took a ride on it. Hank, you
and
took
I
a
wasn't
ride
even that scared, but it was really fun.
I took a ride on it. It's
exhilarating.
Amazing. It really is. Scream across the water up to 40 miles an hour. This thing stops and turns on a dime. It's going to drive you nuts. You're going to love it. So congratulations. Enjoy that. And everybody else, if you want to play and have a chance to win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank, simply log on to WRR.com. Fill out an application form. You could be playing next. As for you, Dennis, thank you very much for playing and have yourself a great day.
All right, thank you. Looks like fun.
Okay, good. 105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Show. And Hank is standing by, so let's grab an update on the commute. And don't forget, coming up next here on the show, you're going to love this. If you were an 85-year-old, always remember, treat your kids good now because they're going to decide where you go to the nursing home. Okay, so you're like an 85-year-old guy. You're in a nursing home, and you're not really happy with it. So you decide, okay, I'm going to escape from the nursing home. I got a buddy. This sounds like a movie. And where would you go? These two guys went to a great place. Okay.
Okay.
105.7 WRR. Good morning, the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a little adventure of around the world with Lorna and Wally here. Let's start our journey around the world and go to Germany.
It's a great story, by the way.
This is a fabulous
story. I mean, it's one of my favorites. So the staff at this nursing home in Germany panicked late on Friday night when they realized two men escaped. And why wouldn't you just want to escape? They called the police. The police looked everywhere for them. And you know where they found them? Now, where would you think you'd find two? Like
taking a nap someplace.
Or maybe like a diner. That seems like
a buying new Lederhosen. Yep.
I mean,
something like that.
Maybe. Know? They found them at 3 a.m., not at a strip club, but at a concert. And not just any concert. This is what makes it amazing. It was the Wacken Open Air Festival in Germany, which is the world's biggest heavy metal festival.
Now, get a load of who was on stage at this concert.
It was Judas Priest, Vince Neil, hundreds of more bands. Do you have any more of the other
bands?
Nope.
Yeah. No, those were the headliners.
And the police said that they were, disoriented and dazed?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Could you imagine?
But they didn't want to leave. And then the police made them go back to the nursing home, which is the saddest ending to the best story ever. But I think that they should actually try another escape.
They should have let him stay, at least till the concert was over.
Hope they had a six-pack of Beck's waiting for him.
Okay, continuing around the world with Lorna and Wally this morning, we bring you back to America.
Oh, really?
And this is something that, if you're ever visiting in Michigan, you might want to try this out. There's a guy in Michigan. He's an Amish guy. And he has started what he calls Amish Uber. And basically, he gives people rides in his horse and buggy for $5.
That's great.
Okay. Now, unlike regular Uber, he's Amish, so he doesn't use a cell phone. So basically, he just rides around in his horse and buggy, and he waits for you to flag him down like a cab.
Wow. That's like a pedicab. Yeah, but with a horse and buggy. Yeah, I like that idea. Okay.
So there you go. So the next time you're
it
in the...
needs to charge more.
Yeah, $5 is a reasonable ride.
I mean, you know how much it costs for a horse and carriage ride in New York City? Like $150.
Unbelievable.
Everyone hates you.
The price of votes is way up.
I'd love to try it. How much is an Uber ride to Amish country?
Oh.
That would be a long...
I'm going to actually put that into my app and see how much it comes up.
By the way, what's this? Clip-clop, clip-clop, bang! Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop.
What is it?
That's an Amish drive-by shooting.
Oh, my God. Lauren, you're
The Lauren Show. Mornings. And more of Boston's greatest hits all day and night. 105.7.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I've been excited since the walk-off by Benintendi last night. Bill Lee is on the line. It's time for your Bill Lee Red Sox report this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, the spaceman has landed. Good morning, Billy. How you doing this morning?
Morning. I'm going to a funeral this afternoon for the whole Yankee organization.
So you think it's over for the Yankees?
Man, when I saw that their lineup was so depleted and their pitching is depleted and they're calling guys up and they look like deer in the headlights that whole weekend, especially after the first inning. They score four in the first inning, and I turned the TV off. I was so mad. And then everybody started calling me to go, Bill, you better turn it back on. And that's what I do. If things don't go my way, I go watch the weather station.
Okay, you ignore it. Okay, so
I ignore it until it gets better. And, I saw the first inning. He didn't throw that badly. You know, balls, someone could have been caught, Johnson. And then I saw him in the fifth and sixth inning when he came back out, and he was dealing, you know. And, that whole damn pitching staff's throwing really well now.
Was last night the most important start in David Price's Red Sox career?
Yes, no doubt. After the way he got thumped in New York, you know, he came back. He gets that lead, and then all of a sudden he turns into a deer in the headlights, and he walks a guy, and you know, he gets in trouble. Bogaerts. I saw the instant replay. It was a well hit ball, but Bogaerts usually makes that play. But for him not to make the play, and then for them to come back, is even more important, and that's what they did in Game 1 and Game 4. Coming back shows character, and that's what that team has.
Okay, now you were actually at Fenway for the two middle games, right?
Yes, I did, yeah. Yankees didn't show up for those two games, didn't score any runs. It was amazing, well-pitched games. That kid that we got from the Yankees in Tampa Bay,
yep.
He's thrown 15 scoreless innings. I'm going, who would give up on that kid?
Oh, Evaldi.
Yeah.
He's throwing 95, 96, 97.
Throwing 99 in the eighth. I'm going, holy cow, who is this guy? You know, I mean, everybody puts on a Red Sox uniform, all of a sudden they become spectacular, and that's a good sign. It wasn't that way before.
Especially since he did both of his starts, 15 shutout innings, he's done them both at Fenway Park.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you got that kind of stuff, and he's got a cutter that's unbelievable. I saw him backdoor cutter one of their guys, and just freezing guys. A lot of swings and misses. Very impressive. You know, Sale can sail right into the, you know, just take it easy and just don't go to Florida because there's toxic blooms down there in all the canals. And
everybody in
Fort Myers is going to be moving to Boston.
Hey, question about Sale. What do you think it is? I mean, is it just, wear and tear? What do you think?
Yeah, wear and tear, and, you know, it's hard to get inflammation in his shoulder because he doesn't have one.
Good point. Good
point. It's hard to get inflammation on a knife blade, you know, but one of them points up there, he got inflamed, you know, he'd probably throw it across his body. And I'll tell you, though, go to ginseng root, acupuncture, CBD oil, go the natural way. Just don't be taking the drugs that I took because then you puff up and you look like a puff adder after about 4 years.
Well, there you go. Okay. And you know we don't want to look like a puff adder after 4 years.
Okay. He killed Cleopatra, didn't he?
Hey, listen, thanks a million. Have yourself a great day. And you're still feeling good. You think we can go ahead and make those purchases of the World Series tickets?
Well, I'll tell you, we got to go through Houston now. I thought we had to go through New York, but I don't even think New York's going to make the playoffs where they're playing.
Whoa.
So.
Okay. Captain Predicto.
Yeah, well, hey, we play weddings and every fancy ball, but when we play at funerals, we play the best of all. Tennessee tootles the flute, the music is something grand. A credit to all Ireland is McNamara's band.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet.
Talk to you next time.
As long as it's not John McNamara.
Unbelievable.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.